Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
It's time now for the opening commodity market report here on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2. Tom Rogers sitting in for Dave Tickey this morning. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jay, and good morning, everybody. Let's take a look at how prices started this morning, and we see a little bit of an upturn after some pretty dull or bad days in the commodity markets the last few days. The bottom has sort of been reached a little bit, at least for the time being. Let's take a look at the opens for the Kansas City wheat. The March wheat opened this morning at, well, I don't have that price today, but currently it's up 6 cents at 552.5. The May is at 559.75, up 5.25 cents. Now looking at the Chicago Board of Trade wheat open for the nearby May contract or March contract, 517 a bushel on the open, up 6.25 cents. The May at 528, up 5. July, 540, up 3.25 cents. In the corn pit, March opened this morning up 4.75 cents at 354.5. The May at 362, up 4. July corn at 371 on the open, up 3.75 cents. The September contract at 379 a bushel, up 3. December 391.5, up 4. And March of next year opened at 404.25, up 3.5 cents. In the bean complex, the March soybean contract opened at 899 a bushel, up 11.5 cents. The May at 897, up 10.5. July 902, up 12.25 cents. August beans opened at 893, up 11. November opened at 846, up 10.25. And March of next year, 866, up 11.75 cents on the open today. In the products, March bean meal opened at 281 even, up 360. May at 279 even, up 450. Bean oil for March opened at 3095, that's up 53. And the May at 3110, up 36. Cattle opened up big today. The hog market, though, generally lower. The live cattle contract for February opened this morning at 80.75, up 82.5 cents. April at 83.65, up 72.5. June live cattle opened at 81.75, up 67.5. And August opened at 82.20, up 57.5. Big gains on the open on the feeder markets. The March feeder contract opened at 90.80, up 177.5. April 91.50, up 147.5. May feeder cattle opened at 93.25, up 135, and August at 96.25, up 1 even. Down market, though, on the open for lean hogs, the April contract at 60.60, down 20. May at 71.30, down 97.5. June lean hogs, 73.40, down 47.5. And July opened at 74.40, down 80. Pork bellies for the current month, February, opened at 78 even, up 20. The March opened down 135 at 77.50.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Taking a look at some of the outside markets, the crude oil contract for March isn't trading at the moment. The ethanol contract is up 1 at 155. RBOB gasoline for March is up 104.4. That's down 2.1. The commodities, the precious metals, rather, the silver contract for March is currently trading at $14 an ounce even. That's down 29 cents. Gold, however, is up 380 an ounce at 982. The U.S. dollar index is at 87.39, down 67. The CRB index is at 203.15. That's up 260. And slightly delayed figures on the markets. The Dow is off a bit, about 15 points. It's 75.41. And the S&P 500 is up 51, up 0.5 rather, at 789.23. The NASDAQ down about 2.5 at 1465. Currently on the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat is up in the 4 to 5 cent range. Same thing in Kansas City. Corn is up between 3.75 and 5.5 cents. And the beans have backed off a little bit from the higher opens. They're up still in the range of 3.5 on the nearby contract to about 8 to 9 cents on some of the deferreds. Joining us now is Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dan. Dan Zwicker, hello.
Hello.
There you are. We have a bit of a upturn in the market today. What's causing it? Have we reached the bottom and are starting to go up?
Well, I think from a technical perspective, after the early week decline, you kind of look at some of these technical momentum indicators. You kind of look at the psychology of the marketplace of the past couple days. I think we kind of did a short-term exhaustion to the downside, and now the market is kind of, I think, ripe to see some short-covering activity. And I think that's what's kind of taking place. It did an overnight activity, and it's fallen through here this morning. So I think a lot of it is technically related. Fundamentally, we have seen some pickup of farmer movement, but it hasn't been burdensome by no means. You know, the end users, I think, are still pretty well playing it hand to mouth. So on weakness, they kind of step in and buy a little bit of inventory here and there on weakness. And I think you kind of saw that kind of take place here earlier in the week.
So what might this portend for, you know, the longer term, the next few days? Is this just sort of a resting point in a down market or what?
Well, I have hopes that it may be a little longer lasting than just one day here. Many times the market will kind of track the opposite of what the trend of the month has been in the last week of the month. Next week is the last week of the month, and I guess we've been down. It's been awfully bearish type trade over the past couple of weeks. So I guess I kind of side, at least at the moment, that we have the door is open here to get more than one day up. So I kind of think maybe the short covering activity could continue on into next week. And, of course, once you get the market turned up, hopefully then maybe we could get a little positive fundamental news. We will see some export sales announcements, I think, here tomorrow. The sales report was delayed because of the holiday this week. So the market is not really trading a normal Thursday. But, you know, export demand has been pretty good lately. Maybe we could get a good sales number here tomorrow and kind of offer this market a little fundamental support.
And it looks like the basis is looking a little bit higher, although where is that going?
Well, basis levels have narrowed up quite a bit here on this price decline. I think what that's reflecting is generally tight producer selling. Producers have been generally tight holders of cash inventory against the end user crowd, livestock feeders, poultry feeders, whatnot. They've been kind of staying more hand to mouth, waiting for farmer sales to kind of pick up a little heavier as we get into the month of March or prior to planting. So I think it's kind of a reflection of a generally kind of tug of war here on cash movement between farmers holding tight and end users needing to extend some coverage in here.
What does this all mean for a farmer? What should they be thinking about today?
Well, there's not a lot of good news to give anybody a lot of optimism. But, you know, when you take a look at some of these outside market activities like the dollar's had a pretty good surge to the upside this week. So I think the dollar is ripe maybe for a setback. Dollar sets back. I think that can offer a little support to corn and soybeans. So I guess it depends upon where you were or needing to do. If you're a farmer that's maybe looking at a selling opportunity to get something done here in the next week or two, that maybe they need to get some cash flow going to pay income tax or cash rent checks or whatever's coming at them.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would kind of look for today's rally to maybe show a little follow through and maybe going on into next week and kind of maybe take a look at trying to capitalize on at least a technical bounce here if I needed to get some inventory sold.
All right. Thanks for your time, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with ADM Grain Group. Let's take a look at where the markets are right now. The March wheat in Kansas City is up 4 3/4 cents at 551 1/4. March up 4 3/4 at 559 1/4. In Chicago on the Board of Trade, March wheat is at 516 1/2, up 5 3/4. May is at 528 1/4, up 5 1/4. July 538 1/2, up 3 3/4. March corn is at 353 1/4, up 4. The May at 362, up 4 as well. September 379 3/4, up 3 3/4. March beans right now are up 4 3/4 cents at 892 1/4. The May is up 5 1/4 at 891 3/4. And the July 897, up 6 1/4. August 890 1/4, up 8 1/4. March bean meal is up 180 at 279.20. And bean oil for March is at 3063, up 21. And quickly, another look at the Dow. It is down 13, almost 14 points at the moment at 7542. You're listening to WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana. We'll have another market update at 1058.